把前面这几节里头，要中文圣经里头，我们会发现他一直强调说主耶稣知道，主耶稣知道，到底主耶稣知道什么？
In the Chinese Bible, in the earlier verses of the chapter, it's recorded that Jesus repeatedly say he knows.
在这边记载的主耶稣知道至少有三件事情。
He knows at least three things.
第一个就知道时候已经到了。
Jesus knows that the time is about to come.
自己离世就是在世间的时候已经完成，已经到了。
His time in this world is about to come to an end.
然后在第三节那边说到，主耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里了。主耶稣知道他已经拥有这个权柄。
In verse 3, it's recorded Jesus says,Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God.
又接着说他知道是从自己是从神那边出来的。
And it goes on to say that he had come from God.
是知道自己确实的身份。
And he knows what his status is.
所以在这种情况之下，只要是知道时候到了，知道自己的身份，也知道自己拥有一切的权柄。
Jesus knows that his time is about to come, and that he knows where he come from, and where he was going, and what are his authority.
那在这种状况之下，他所做的这件事情一定是非常有意义的，而且有他的目的。
Therefore, in this situation, whatever he does is going to be meaningful.
所以这个就可以让我们至少给我们一个参考，晓得说，主耶稣这里所做的为门徒洗脚的这件事情。绝对跟一般所认为说犹太人他们当时的风俗洗脚的方式是一样的，这绝对是不一样的。
Here it's
不可能一样的，不是
that
不是跟犹太人的风俗
foot washing conducted by Jesus is different from the tradition as practiced by the Jews.
因为这是在很特别的这个状况之下所做的事情。
Because this is conducted in very special circumstances.
而且从主耶稣为这门徒洗脚的过程当中，彼得跟主耶稣之间所回答这些话当中，我们就知道他的真的目的何在。
We can learn from the reply, the questions that Peter asked Jesus when he was conducting the foot washing.
当主耶稣将这个用水倒在这盆里头，为他的门徒一个一个洗脚的时候
，When Jesus poured water into the pail to wash the feet of each disciple，
轮到彼得了。
When it came to the turn of Peter，
彼得他大概想说，我们今天怎么可以劳动主耶稣他们的老师来洗我们的脚
？Peter was probably thinking， how could they trouble their master？To kind of wash their feet.
所以他就对主耶稣这样说。
So he asked Jesus.
说主啊，你洗我的脚吗
？Lord, why do you wash my feet?
意思就是不敢当啊，不敢接受主耶稣他的洗脚。
Meaning is that he feels embarrassed to be washed by his master.
但主耶稣跟他这样说，我所做的你如今不知道。
But Jesus told him that whatever I do now.You won't understand.
但以后你必定能够明白。
But afterwards, you will be able to understand.
彼得还是不敢。
Peter still are reluctant to accept.
大概说起来他还是懂事一点。
He's probably a matured person.
老师怎么可以为我们做这件事情？他不敢。
He feel reluctant to be washed by the master.
所以彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”
And so Peter said, "You should not wash my feet."
但是主耶稣怎么说呢
？How did Jesus reply？
所以我们要特别看到这第八节这段话。
Let's read verse 8。
彼得说：“你永不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
”Verse 8 says, Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me."
彼得坚持不敢让主耶稣洗，但是主耶稣告诉他说：“你若我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”
Peter insisted that Jesus should not wash his feet, but Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me."
我这个彼得大概想，怎么这么严重？
Peter thought that it must be real serious.
我今天不接受主耶稣的洗脚，主耶稣就跟我无份。
If I don't accept the washing of feet by the Lord Jesus, then I would have no part with him.
那我以前跟随主耶稣目的何在？就是要跟主耶稣常常在一起。
So what was the purpose of me following Jesus? Just so that I could be with him.
当他听到主耶稣所说这句话以后，他才晓得这个严重性。
So when he heard this reply from Jesus, then he knew the seriousness of the situation.
因此由这些事实啊，我们就可以明白，主耶稣当时为门徒洗脚这件事情，绝对跟当时的风俗习惯啊是不同的。
So from here,
意义绝对不同。
From here, we know that the washing of feet by Jesus is different from the practice by the Jew at that time.
那他的目的呢，就是要让这些门徒跟主耶稣真正有份。
The purpose of this foot washing sacrament is to enable the disciples of Jesus to have a part with him.
那在这个洗脚的过程当中，我们啊由主耶稣所做的呢啊，我们可以学习到有一些很宝贵的教训。
We can learn a few lessons, valuable lessons from this foot washing by Jesus.
当然最要紧的就是刚刚我们所说的这件事情啊，是跟我们得救有关系的，是要跟让我们跟主耶稣基督有份。
Most important of all, we must know that the foot washing has something to do with our salvation.
所以很感谢神啊，我们的前辈啊，啊，我们教会以前的前辈，能够啊靠着圣灵，能够明白这么重要的真理。我们现在目前在这个世界上，好像还任何一个教会好像还不明白这些道理。
We thank God that the founders of this True Jesus Church, they understand this meaning very well.
有些教会虽然有洗脚，但是他们不认为跟得救有关系。
Although some churches conduct foot washing sacrament, but it has nothing to do with salvation.
但是我们知道，这绝对是跟得救有关系。
But we understand that this has something to do with our personal salvation.
然后我们再看啊，主耶稣怎么样为门徒洗脚。
Let's see how Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
主要是出于主耶稣爱门徒的心。
The important thing is that he has the love for his disciples.
他爱每一位门徒，甚至连要出卖他的犹大，仍然还是爱他到底。
He loves all his disciples, including the disciple Judas Iscariot, who was going to betray him.
所以啊，虽然晓得这个犹大要出卖他，但是仍然还是要给犹大一个机会。
Although he knew that Judah was going to betray him, he still wanted to give him an opportunity.
希望能够借着这个洗脚呢，啊，洗脚里这举行这个洗脚呢，啊，能够挽回这犹大的心。
So through this opportunity of washing feet, that Judas would turn back.
所以在借着这个主耶稣的这个洗脚呢，表明了他自大的。最伟大的爱。
So the foot washing here manifests the love of our Lord.
也让我们学习到说，今天我所爱不是光只是爱我们所亲爱的人。
That it also tells us that we should not only love those who love us.
主耶稣他曾经也教训我们说，要爱我们的仇敌。
Jesus once told us that we should love our enemies.
所以我们想想看，谁是我们的仇敌？
Let's ponder who are our enemies.
事实上，我们做一个基督徒，不应该有仇敌。
As a Christian, we should not have any enemies at all.
我们家里头的人更不应该是我们的仇敌。
Especially family members of ours.
所以我们自己的亲人，我们教会的弟兄姐妹啊，这绝对是我们的仇敌。所以我们当然要彼此相爱。
Therefore, brothers and sisters in the church should not be enemies with one another.
那对我们来讲，这仇敌是啊，应该解释说。可以说是那些逼迫我们的人。
Therefore, the enemies would then be those who are trying to persecute us.
所以我们想到以后主耶稣他在被钉在十字架上的时候。
So we think about the time when Jesus was nailed on the cross.
当他在十字架上仍然为着在十字架底下那些钉他的人为他们祷告。
Even at that time, he was praying for those who were kneeling him on the cross.
昨天上的父 来赦免他们的污渍。
He prayed to the Father in heaven to forgive them.
所以主耶稣他不仅他这样自己这样说，而且确确实实这样做。
Not only that he said certain thing, he also practiced it.
所以在这边所要让我们所学习到第一个这个教训，就是要彼此相爱。
The first lesson from here is to love one another.
要确确实实的彼此相爱。
That we must sincerely love one another.
然后主耶稣当时是跟这些门徒一起吃饭。
At that time, Jesus was having supper with the disciples.
这第四节这边有记载说，他当时就离席站起来脱了衣服。
Here in verse 4 it's recorded that he rose from the supper and then he laid aside his garments.
拿一条手巾束腰。
And girded himself with a towel.
然后就开始为门徒洗脚。
Then he started to wash the feet of the disciples.
这段圣经就让我们想起主耶稣基督，他本来被他的身份是何等的荣耀。
These verses in the Bible tells us that the status of our Lord Jesus is very noble.
他本来在天上啊，坐在那非常荣尊的这个宝座上。
He was in the heaven, seated in the glorious throne.
但是他今天为了拯救我们每一位。
But because he wanted to save us.
就好像啊。这里所记载离席离开了在天上那个非常尊贵的那个宝座，来到我们这个世间。
But he left his glorious throne to come to this world.
亲自道成肉身来到这世上，来拯救我们每一个人。
And became flesh in order that the man can be saved.
而且他不是降生在那个帝王的世家里面。
He was not. He did not come to the world to become a king.
他却是 降生在一个非常卑微的一个木匠家里。
He became, came to this world, in a very, humble status in a carpenter's house.
就像这边所记载的，啊，他站起来脱了衣服，打扮成一个仆人的样式，非常卑微的这种样式。
Just as is recorded here, that he took off his clothing and put on some very, humble garments.
确实他也成为这个仆人样式来到世上为了要服侍我们众人。
In fact, he did come to this world to be, to lower himself as a servant to serve others.
所以他当时就打扮成这种样式，成为仆人样式为门徒来洗脚。
Therefore, he dressed like a servant so that he could, wash the feet of the disciples.
因为这为啊，这个洗脚这个事情绝对不可能是主人为门徒啊为仆人洗脚，而是应该是仆人来为主人所做的事情。
In actual fact, it should be the other way that the people who are low in status should wash the feet of the master.
所以这就是告诉我们说，今天我们在主里面，我们应该在主的爱当中彼此互相服侍。
This tells us that we should support each other in the Lord.
当时这些啊，主耶稣那些门徒，他们起初跟随主的时候，他们有一种用存心想要啊，在主耶稣坐在主耶稣的左右边。
At that time, some of the disciples were trying to quarrel with one another to see who was seated, who would be seated on the left and right hand of the Lord Jesus.
就好像说，主耶稣基督要做王的话，我能够做主耶稣的宰相，
so,
啊、想要做啊最大的。
This is to say, when Jesus became king.They wanted to know who would be seated on the left and right hand side of the Lord.
但是主耶稣却告诉他们不是这样子。
But Jesus told him that it shouldn't be like that.
你想要伟大，就必须要先服侍小的。
The more you want to be, the greater you want to be, then the less you would think of yourself.
这意思并不是说告诉我们说我们有什么大小之分。
This is to say that we should not have a difference of who is greater than the other.
今天我们在教会里。里头彼此互相服侍的工作非常重要。
In the church, we should try and support one another.
尤其身为教会的领导者。
Especially those who are responsible for running the affairs of the church.
我们身为教会的传道人、长职、负责人。
As a preacher, elder, and a brother in charge.
我们知道，我们都是神的仆人。
We are all servants of God.
今天神给我们这种职分，就是要让我们来服侍。我们每一位弟兄姐妹
God has given us all this status so that we may serve brothers and sisters.
而我们在神的面前，我们都是弟兄，都是姐妹。
But before the eyes of God, we are all equal as brothers and sisters.
所以，对于我们传道人来说，我们当然尊重传道或者长子这种职位，但是我们要知道，这传道啊，就是当传道的某某弟兄。
As a preacher,
就当做传道的某某弟兄啊。
As a preacher, I would.
比如说啊啊，这是当啊当传道的梁弟兄或当传道的洪弟兄。
As preacher Hong and preacher Liang.
没有错，我们是有做传道之分。
Although we have the status of preachers.
但正是在介绍的时候，事实上是应该这样说：哦，这是当传道的某某弟兄。
This is actually brother so and so as a preacher.
或者当长老的某某弟兄
，or as a brother who is an elder，
当执事的某某弟兄或者某某姊妹
，or as a deacon who is brother so and so，
在神面前事实上都是弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, in front of the eyes of God, we are all brothers and sisters。
虽然或许有这些职分的不同，但是这职分是表示神给我们的恩赐，要有让我们拥有这些恩赐来服侍众人。
Therefore, God gave us all this grace to be able to serve others.
所以这并不是表示的说在教会里头啊有什么地位的高低。
It doesn't mean that we all have a different status in the church.
不是说哦，今天执事年纪大了，改按立为长老就啊，执事就升长老了。
It doesn't mean that because we have been ordained as a preacher, then we have got a higher status than others.
事实上，我们不应该有这种观念。
In fact, we shouldn't have this type of concept.
而是一起享受主的恩典，享受主的爱，彼此在主的爱当中互相啊，彼此互相扶持。
We should in fact be all in the Lord to support one another.
真正成为像主耶稣一样非常谦卑的，以谦卑的这种态度来服侍人。
That we be like the Lord Jesus, having His way to serve one another.
一方面啊，在这边也一方面也提醒我们。
Here it also tells us.
为什么主耶稣要洗脚
？Why does Jesus wash the feet？
这提醒我们，今天我们脚踏在这个世界上。
This is to remind us that we are in this world。
就是要谨慎我们的脚步。
That we ought to be cautious about how we step。
提醒我们，今天这种罪恶淫乱的时代当中，你的脚步你要不谨慎的话，很容易沾染污秽。
That in this world of great temptations。That we can easily fall into an evil situation.
所以我们要记得啊，这个在洗脚礼的时候，我们所明白的这些道理。
Therefore, when we are conducting this foot washing sacrament, we must understand this truth.
也在平常日常生活当中，常常用啊主的这个道理来彼此互相洗脚，互相提醒。
That in our daily life, we must try and support one another, love one another.
让我们永远能够保守在主的恩典当中。
That we can all be preserved in the Lord.
永远享受主的爱。
That we can always enjoy the love of the Lord.
还有一点。
One more thing.
我们刚刚所读的这边也谈到说，主耶稣他其实自己亲自示范，而且吩咐说你们要照着我所做的去做。
Here is records that Jesus told the disciples to follow his example.
所以今天主耶稣基督啊。他虽然啊，我们现在虽然不像以前啊，那个时候主耶稣亲自为门徒洗脚。
Although we don't wash the feet of the disciples like in the time of Jesus，
但是我们明白这些道理，奉主耶稣基督的名啊，为我们新受洗的弟兄姐妹来洗脚，就好像主耶稣亲自为我们洗脚一样。
But we understand the teaching that if we were to proclaim the name of the Lord to wash the feet of the newly baptized is the same as if that Jesus has washed the feet of the disciples.
而且我们也知道，我们明白这个道理，这个跟洗礼的道理一样。
This is the same as the water baptism.
我们一生
sacrament.
啊，一生就是自己啊，就是一次。
That in our lifetime we can only have one baptism.
奉主耶稣基督的名接受洗礼，奉主耶稣基督的名接受洗脚礼。我们一辈子就这么一次。
In our lifetime, we can only have one water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and one put washing also in the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
应当存着感谢的心。
That we should all have this heart of thanks.
我曾经在有一次也是在洗脚里的时候，又为一位老人家已经七十几岁的老人家洗脚的时候，他这位老人家一直很感激，一直在那边哭。
Once I was washing the feet of a very elderly person. He was so grateful and thankful that the tears started to fall from his eyes.
我们后来问他说，你为什么哭？
Then we asked him, why did you cry?
他说，主耶稣这么爱我。
He said, Jesus so loved me.
在我这么大把的年纪，他还拣选我。
That in spite of my advanced age, he would still choose me.
他还要我。
He still wanted me.
所以当他接受洗奉主耶稣名为他施洗，他接受洗脚的时候，他真的感动的一直掉眼泪。
So when he was receiving this foot washing sacrament in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he was touched to tears.
所以同样的，我们今天我们五位新受洗的姐妹也是同样要存着这种感激的感谢的心来接受我们执事奉耶稣的名来为我们施洗。
Similarly, brothers and sisters who are going to receive this foot washing sacrament should have the same heart to be thankful to God.
当我们只是为我们一个一个奉耶稣基督的名为我们洗脚的时候，心里头默祷感谢。
So when each one of you is receiving this water baptism in the name of the Lord, you should all be thankful and pray in your heart.
所以我们能够明白这些道理，照主的吩咐这样去行，主耶稣告诉我们说你们既知道这事，若是去行就有苦。感谢主，我们已经为今天新受洗的五位姐妹奉耶稣的名已经为他们洗脚。
We thank God that we have conducted the foot washing sacrament in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们在从今以后在主里面，我们更应当比过去呢更应当彼此相爱。
From now on, we will love one another in our Lord even more.
也借着道理彼此互相规劝，好像彼此洗脚一样。
Just as it said in the Bible that we would love one another through the foot washing sacrament.
一起长进，一起来领受神的恩典。
That we grow up together to receive the grace of God.
我们洗脚礼就到这里完成。
We have completed the foot washing sacrament.
我们现在一起默祷。
We shall now pray in silence.
Amen. 我们先休息一下子，接着两三道，再勉励我们。
We'll rest for a few minutes. Later on, we'll invite Preacher Liang to conduct the spiritual convocation.
我跟我太太马上就要回台湾了。
We thank God. Later on, myself and my wife would be departing for Taiwan.
今天这一次有这个机会，一起跟我们参加这个联会。
That we have this opportunity to attend this spiritual convocation.
实在很高兴。
We are very happy.
也在这次联会当中，看到我们温哥华教会大家弟兄姐妹比去年更长进。
That we are able to see the growth of the church in Vancouver.
希望以后有机会能够再来的时候，我们已经有新的会堂，而且我们更加长进，领受更多的恩典。
I hope that if I ever return to Vancouver, I would be able to see that the Vancouver church has its own building and even more members.
也希望常常在祷告当中纪念我们，帮助我们祷告。
That I hope that in your prayers you would remember us.
更别说祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless all of us.